So the big idea here is that many students with extensive support needs also have complex communication needs, which prevent them from controlling their instructional environment. Now, what I mean by controlling their instructional environment is that they're able to ask for assistance when necessary, ask for teacher attention, or potentially even ask for a break if they need it. But when they can't access these outcomes through conventional means, they may rely on problem behavior. I would suggest maybe we start by creating environments that facilitates students asking for what they need instead of engaging in problem behavior. So maybe a general education teacher might start a year off with setting their expectations that all students should ask for what they need. She'd model appropriate asking, teach them when to ask, and then she would remind students as they're starting to engage in precursor behaviors that, hey, you can ask for something instead of engage in problem behavior. Finally, it would be really important for her to make sure, especially the students with extensive support needs, that all students have a way to communicate or to make that request. So again, considering our students with complex communication needs, these students may touch a picture to indicate I need a break or make a sign to say, hey, can you come over here? Again, the whole idea is that we want to create an environment where students are self-determined or able to advocate for their needs within the classroom. This may prevent problem behavior from occurring in the first place.